This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Despite all of the effort of the Democrat Party elite, the far left, to try to, you know, continue to portray Donald Trump as someone who's out there to steal our democracy, his favorability rating has now gone to the highest it's been since 2022. Folks, now, you know, you tell me, how is this strategy working? Well, they know that it isn't working. This is why they're doing things like saying, well, we're going to issue these things about the border. Even though Biden said he can't do anything, we just figured out maybe he can do something. But what he will do looks an awful lot like what Donald Trump had already done. You know, this has really got to be just frustrating to them, folks. They have to play a part. They have to play a role until, you know, they get through this election. But I do believe, folks, that they're starting to really believe that they're going to have a real problem, because this is turning into Grudge Match 24. And to a great degree, to some degree, I think they were hoping for that, because they thought it was going to be another slam dunk. But now, because a lot of the attitudes are changing about what's happening in the country and in the world, people, not just the way they look at Joe Biden and the issues that he's having, but the results of these actions, the results of these policies, the results that are literally keeping us literally on the brink of World War III, problems in the economy, and so on and so forth. So we're going to tell you more about that as we head into hour number two of the broadcast. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And as I mentioned, right before we're starting to climb up to the top of the hour, Roy in Seminole, Florida sent us a direct message. He says, Kyle, love your show as usual. Thank you, Roy. I really appreciate that very, very much indeed. He says, I think they should impeach them. But, you know, get this, folks. He says, I think they should impeach Gavin Newsom and have you be the governor of California. Well, there it is. Well, I am very flattered, and I'm very, I really appreciate that so very much. I don't know. You know, it's kind of like being president at this point. You know, there's so many problems, but I hear what you're saying. And I do think, though, that if California could make a change, it really should. Maybe it's starting to percolate a little bit more through people that live here in California. And, you know, there's a lot of people that that are conservative. You know, I know it's hard to believe, but I know many, many people who are conservative and have very conservative values and so forth. And a lot of people think, well, what are they still doing in California? Well, sometimes easier said than done, but there's still a remnant, as it were. And but also, of course, you've got Steve Garvey, by the way. He's running for Senate. And they're trying to attack him, especially Adam Schiff. He's trying to attack, you know, via commercials, this kind of thing. Did you know that Steve Garvey, you know, of course, he's a former Dodger. Back in the day, he was just an amazing baseball player. I think he was first baseman, if I'm not mistaken. But he could really hit, too. And he had... he had these really, really big forearms, and he'd swing the bat, and he'd just knock it, you know, out of the park, basically. But Steve Garvey, you know, was a stand-up guy and everything, and so he's running on the Republican side. Well, Adam Schiff, who also wants to be senator now, by the way, you know, they keep running these commercials saying, did you know that Steve Garvey voted for Donald Trump twice? Steve Garvey is too conservative for a Californian. That's actually what they're going with. That's what they're saying. That's what, you know, the announcer guy, right? You know, Steve Garvey, he's too conservative for California. Well, you know, maybe that's a good thing at this point. I think more people out there, if they were really given the opportunity, they would say, yeah, that's actually not a bad idea, because look at what's happening in California. California is a very, very kind of, I don't want to say, well, it is strange. I mean, I can say that, right? It's pretty strange. But it's a very strange situation because of the very different aspects of California, from Southern California to the Central Valley, you know, with the agriculture and so forth. You've got the high deserts as well. Then you've also got Northern California, which is very different. And so a lot of people think that California is fundamentally ungovernable, if I can say that three times fast, right? And there have been, you know, movements in the past to say, well, you should split California into two separate sections, you know, this is Northern and Southern California, because that's how people kind of refer to it anyway. But getting back to my point, yeah, I appreciate the message, Roy. I don't know. I mean, you know, stranger things have happened, but I know what California needs. You know, Larry Elder would have made a great governor as well. And he was sort of leading the charge, right, on the recall, and became the nominee and everything. And he was going to, I think he could have done a great job, by the way. Maybe one day that really will happen. As I mentioned in hour number one, there is a movement afoot to try to get Gavin Newsom recalled again. He did beat it by about 20 points in this last go round. But nevertheless, Gavin Newsom's under a very different microscope these days than he ever was. It's not just about being a success story, quote unquote, in California, because he's not really a success story, but he could be seen as that if he wasn't running for president. And by that, I mean, there just wasn't that much light on him at that point. There wasn't that much interest in him overall. But now when he's looked at as somebody who could be the replacement on the ticket, well, that would bring everything else back into focus in California. And it wouldn't be to his great advantage, now, would it? And by the way, folks, some polls believe that somebody else should actually take the place of Joe Biden. We'll talk about that and much, much more on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we are coming right back, I promise, on this Tuesday edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Cloud One.
Tuesday edition continues at warp speed, everybody. Well, yeah, I think it's probably warp 7, at least, you know. 7.5, you know. We're just screaming through the cosmos here on this program this morning, folks. And Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back. And we hope that you have a great morning that's going on right now. We hope that you've got a great day ahead of you. And it's our job and it's our privilege to be with you throughout the wee hours of the morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. And I tell you what, let's head right over to the telephone lines. We've got the lines lighting up this hour. Let's start with Aaron, listening in Denver, Colorado, on the mighty 710 KNUS. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning there, Professor Father. Hopefully, since you're going at warp speed, hopefully those crystals don't burn out.
That's right.
And, let's hope those crystals don't burn out. And the thing is, what do you think about Alabama Supreme Court decision making a fertilized egg person? What do you think, Professor Potts?
Well, that's a really good question. Yeah, I've been following that a little bit. It certainly is very, very interesting because, again, what it's doing is as far as I can tell, because what we're talking about are fertilized eggs that are actual embryos. They're just in a frozen state. So if you were to destroy them, are you now destroying a fertilized, an actual embryonic human being? That's a very good, interesting issue.
I think the Supreme Court in Alabama is stupid, like being on steroids. I mean, you deal with the far the Supreme Court in Alabama is the far right. Here in my beautiful state of Colorado, of course, I have a Colorado Supreme Court on the far left.
Right.
You know, who made a terrible decision trying to keep Trump off the Colorado ballot, even though Trump, when he was running for president, didn't win the state. And then he tried to run again, and then he tried to get four. He didn't win the state trying to get again. like being on steroids. And then you got the Alabama decision, the far right, Bible hardcore, so-called religious, smoking the Jesus weed, Bible thumpers, making this crazy decision. So, I mean, and most Americans, when it comes to abortion, are in the middle. So, you know, it's just a crazy, it's just, you got the crazy decision on the far right, crazy decision here in my state called on the far left, which is nuts. And then, and I have a question for you. Another question for Professor Baldwin. Has Michael Moore, the big fat piece of ass, Jobin Hunt looking moron, did he move to Cuba, Professor Baldwin?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Professor Potter, did Michael Moore, did he move to Venezuela? Professor Potter?
I don't think so.
Has he moved to Venezuela? So, I'm only bringing this up because a young lady in Georgia got killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela.
That's right.
So, you know, I mean, who had no business being in the country, period. So, you know, Michael Moore, of course, is propping up the so-called great health care system in Cuba when Fidel Castro was alive. All this, of course, he's anti-capitalism, all this Marxism, common socialism. And yet, he's still living in America, Professor Paul. He's still living here.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know why it's not bad enough for him yet to vacate, evidently.
Yeah, because when Trump won the White House, weren't they all supposed to leave the country, Professor Paul?
Well, that's right. Yeah, a lot of people were saying, that's it. I'm out of here. If Trump wins, but they never left.
Yeah, Trump wins, and you're supposed to be out of this country. So why didn't he leave, Professor Paul? Can you ask me that question?
Because it's all just a lot of blustering and talk. It's a lot of that's for the consumption of their own sort of, political compatriots. Yeah, we're going to leave. We hate this place now. America's bad, you know, but it's not bad enough for them to leave. And they certainly don't want to go to Venezuela, for goodness sakes, in their minds.
Wait a minute. The so-called high elite were popping up. Who got Sanchez? Saying that, oh man, Venezuela's great, it's awesome, got a great leader here, confiscating profits, stuff, stealing stuff, confiscating everybody's stuff, doing great, and I know who they are. I mean, I've seen them pop up here. Well, what's going on, Professor Paul? or maybe I'm just a nut and going crazy in America.
No, I don't think so. But as a matter of fact, you know, they're starting to seize property in New York now, so maybe that'll make them happier, people like Michael Moore.
You know, I mean, you got the attorney general down there. I mean, hell, you even got the attorney general in cahoots with the governor there. I guess they're trying to be versions of Fidel Castro or be versions of Hugo Sanchez, Professor Paul. I mean, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable, Professor Paul.
But anyway,
Professor Podick, as always, it's been a pleasure. Adios.
Take care. Aaron in Denver, everybody. We appreciate Aaron very, very much. And, it is a really great question. All those people say, that's it. You know, if the Supreme Court does thus and such, well, I'm out of the country. And, you know, come on. And then they never put their money where their mouth is. They're never really going to leave. Line two, we got Tony in Tampa giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Tony. Tony, good to talk to you again.
Hey, Kyle, what's happening, my man? Kyle, you got to play more Motown, man. Motown was the greatest music ever produced. Let me just say this. Nikki Haley, that chick can rap, man. She can really talk. She would kill Biden by a large percentage. It's not that I don't like Trump, I do, but I don't think there's a Democrat that could beat Nikki Haley because of her ability to talk, her ability to express herself. She comes across really good, man. And that's not to say that I don't like Trump. I really do like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But he might have a hard time down the course because of his, he's got a lot of baggage, man. The dude got a lot of baggage. That brother got a lot of baggage, man. And, it might not work good, over the course of time. Besides, 75% of the American people don't want a president in their 70s.
That's right. This is a concern. And you know, Donald Trump, you know, as you said, I mean, there are some people who just don't want to vote for him. But there's a lot of concern in the base with Nikki Haley, as I understand, because of some of the support and some of the money and this kind of stuff. But it's you know, going to be a, it's never going to be easy for Donald Trump to win, because I think we'd see much, much different in the national polling. But it's not impossible, but it is kind of a very, very strange situation. And there doesn't seem to be any path for her at this point to ever get the nomination. So what do you think? Do you think she might go in with RFK Jr. And see if they could do a no labels or something?
That situation is, I wouldn't deal, you know, that's not going to happen. If it happens, it's not going to go down. It's not going to work. She would have to be the nominee, again, because she has a tremendous ability to talk. And like, who cares about, you know what it is, Kyle? I want to win, man.
Yeah.
I want to win.
Yeah.
I want to put somebody in there who's going to win. And I love Trump, but the 70, he's going to be 79. And 75% of the American people don't want a president in their 70s. And you get a lot of young people that would vote for Nikki Haley. I like her for that reason, because, again, she can rap, man. That chick can talk. And she knows what she's saying. And, again, you know what it is? The big factor is this. Let's win. Let's get rid of these Democrats. I don't care who they are, Biden. Whoever they put in there, let's get them the hell out of here, man, before, you know, they're destroying the country.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah, there's something has to change. We can't do another 4 years of this. You know, there's got to be some kind of intervention, you know, for the United States at this point, because we can't keep going with the direction these policymakers behind the Biden administration are taking us.
Yeah, you know, it's like changing quarterbacks. You got to put a quarterback in there who can win. And I think that's Nikki Haley, man, as much as I like Trump.
Well,
Kyle, thank you very much, man, and take care, brother.
Hey, you too. Tony in Tampa, we appreciate the call. And, yeah, I know that there's a lot of concern about Nikki Haley among much of the conservative base. And it seems to have been playing out here. But there is this issue of the national, general election. But here's the deal. We've got to make that case. We've got to make that case that four more years is not just destructive, but it's ultimately going to change the way we live forever if we don't have a good result. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Great calls.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. Authorities are reporting that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Ibarra was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems expected to affect the country in the coming week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, you know, folks, there is a larger contingent now of Democrats who do want to see somebody else on the ticket other than Joe Biden. And it's not really Gavin Newsom who they want. Although I'm sure Gavin Newsom might think to himself, well, why? What's wrong with me? Why shouldn't it be me? But at any rate, folks, welcome back. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we continue across the wee hours of the morning, moving at warp speed, ever increasing. And I appreciate what Aaron in Denver said. Hopefully the crystals don't burn out. Well, that's right. Those dilithium crystals, you know, they've got to hold up. They, you know, because we're giving it all she's got here. That's exactly what's happening. All right. But as I was just mentioning, and, who would it be to take over for Joe Biden? But I just don't know if they're going to change horses in midstream yet, because it seems to me that where they're honing in on, barring some other thing, some kind of illness or this kind of thing, that they're sticking with Joe Biden. This is why they now are rehabilitating Joe Biden, that he is wise and he's, you know, experienced and, you know, he's been around forever, so only he knows how to navigate these things. If you notice what he's done in Ukraine, right, you've noticed what he's doing in the Middle East. You know, you've noticed what he's doing with China. You've noticed what he's doing with immigration. And I'm not talking about what they say they're going to do with immigration, but what he's done up to this point with immigration. He has had some, and this is the ones we know about, according to DHS, 7.2 million people have come across the border under the Joe Biden watch. And that's not an accomplishment that you want to write home about. And that's why, my friends, as I said earlier in the show, it's no longer theoretical. You know, is illegal immigration ultimately damaging and bad? Everybody knows that now.
and even the Democrats are trying to say, well, look, you know, we're going to do these something, we're going to do some of these things, and we're going to try to make it look like, you know, it's okay, you know, we get it now, you know. But then day one, you know, they love to say Donald Trump's going to be a dictator on day one. Well, guess what happens day one if Joe Biden gets reelected? Day one, all that goes out the window. You will never hear about it again. To be reversed, or we're going to try to, you know, remain in Mexico and all this kind of stuff. You will never, ever hear about that again. It will not be discussed. It will be a forbidden subject, I think that's where it would be. But this from the New York Post, nearly half of Dems want to boot Biden off the ticket. Guess who they want to put there? You guessed it, Michelle Obama. About 48% of Democrat voters polled say they approve of the party finding another candidate to replace Joe Biden, compared to 38% who disapprove, according to Rasmussen reports released on Monday. But only 33% of Democrats believe a ballot shakeup is likely to happen. Pollster found little consensus among likely Democrat voters as to who should replace Biden, 81 on the ballot this fall, even if he doesn't seek re-election. But Obama, that is Michelle Obama, led the group, receiving 20% support among a list of options that also included Vice President Kamala Harris, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I got to collect my thoughts here, folks. California Governor Gavin Newsom, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, none of the above and not sure. Okay, so Michelle Obama got 20%. Most Democrats, 27%, selected none of the above. So that's actually, it's a little bit encouraging, isn't it, folks? It's a little bit encouraging. Okay, none of the above. Somebody else. anybody else. Oh, please. But actually, at the same time, if it was Hillary Clinton, to some degree, okay, bring it on. You know why? She's a terrible, horrible candidate. You know, not just about her policies or, you know, what she would do to us, you know, but she's just a horrible campaigner. All that was on display in 2016. And you know why? Well, number one, she's a terrible campaigner. And I just call it like I see it. She's just terrible. But at the same time, she was also entitled, right? This was it. She was going to become president. It was her turn to become president, and this is what it was going to be. And come hell or high water, on that November day in 2020, she was going to go give her speech. That was it. I don't think they had another one. I think they had just that one. You know, I'm just speculating. I know everybody has to write two speeches, more or less, in the game of politics, but I don't think Hillary Clinton really had a second speech for real. You know, I think they had to, I think they were so stunned, you know, that they had to come up with something. But coming in behind the former first lady was the vice president. 15% of Democrats indicated they would back Kamala Harris jumping to the top of the ticket. 12% of Democrats said they would like to see a possible rematch of the 2016 presidential election, backing Clinton, 76, who's 76 years old, to replace Biden. Newsom, who's 56, who has already been accused of running a shadow campaign. No, he's not running a shadow campaign for president. No, it can't be. It just can't be. How is it possible that he would be doing that? Just in case Biden has to exit the contest for health reasons, he received 11% support. So Gavin Newsom, who has been touted for a long time now as almost the inevitable replacement, is actually being beaten. I mean, these are very small percentage numbers, by the way, to begin with. These aren't, you know, large consensus numbers, but they're just, you know, the little bit of a horse race there. That's all it is at this point. But he's being bested by Michelle Obama. And again, because it's the idea of Michelle Obama. It's the name recognition of Michelle Obama. And, you know, I think that they are very, very serious about something like that. But also what's very interesting, too, is that it's not about Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris should probably just be hopping mad about this at this point. You know, she could say, look what I've gone through all this. And they don't want me to be the standard bearer. I'm the vice president, for goodness sakes. So it doesn't always track that the vice president would be the heir apparent. Typically, that's what it's kind of become in modern day politics, right? Especially going back to in the Reagan years, you know, George H.W. Bush, you know, was eventually the heir apparent for that and got elected, turned out to be a one-termer, but got elected because I think on the coattails of Ronald Reagan, you know, let's continue. Remember, stay the course, you know, that kind of 1,000 points alike, stay the course. And then, of course, read my lips. That was that. And there was also a disconnect, by the way. The read my lips thing was a very important component of all that of George H.W. But also there was a disconnect between him and the people in terms of what was happening in the economy. That's where you had James Carville come in. And it was brilliant at that time. It's the economy, stupid. You had a charismatic candidate in Bill Clinton, and people said, okay, you know, even the, yeah, I don't want to get started on Clinton, but, you know, I feel your pain, and this kind of thing was able to resonate. And it might not have resonated so well if HW hadn't been so kind of disconnected. How much are eggs? How much is milk? This kind of thing. And so I think that was very damaging. Plus, the read my lips, no new taxes was unrecoverable, as they say. Well, speaking about being unrecoverable, Republican National Committee RNC Chairwoman Rhona McDaniel announced Monday she will leave her post on March 8th, thus drawing to a close 7 years of the helm of the GOP. McDaniel, in the midst of her fourth two-year term, said she would vacate the role at the party's spring training meeting in Houston, Texas, so as to, quote, allow our nominee to select a chair of their choosing. And, of course, she means Donald Trump. It has been the honor and privilege of my life to serve the Republican National Committee for 7 years. I've decided to step aside at our spring training on March 8th in Houston to allow our nominee to select the chair of their choosing. Likely Republican 2024 candidate, former President Trump endorsed current North Carolina GOP chair and RNC general counsel Michael Whatley in early February to replace McDaniel as the new chair of the RNC. Well, there is something to all this in terms you have to have a unified message, a unified purpose, and you have to have, you know, a unified front to all of this. That's the only way that you have a ghost of a chance of winning in November. It will be an uphill slog. That's just the reality of it. But maybe this makes it a little bit better. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. We've got another great song. Don't go anywhere.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle One.
The deception with time. Just what are you trying to say? You got a blank face.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we are racing along and rocking along. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we go across the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning across America, especially if you're listening to us on the GCN network. And once again, we appreciate them very much. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate them. They work very hard for the show, and we're glad that they're there. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be on the air wherever you are. And we have another great song here for you. Kyle Warren with you, by the way. We're going to climb up here to the top of the hour here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we got a great song. And also, we're going to send another one out to Lucy, who's out of the hospital now, and we heard from her yesterday. Very, very happy about that. We got another great, this is a Fleetwood Mac song, but it's Stevie Nicks on the lead. So I think it's kind of still pretty cool. We get to hear all of the Fleetwood Mac folks there, and of course the late, great Christine McVie as well. Very sad. What a great loss that was with Christine McVie. And then we're going to be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here in just a few minutes. We're packing it into this segment, everybody. So let's go ahead and get started with a great song to keep you moving through the morning here. This, again, is a Fleetwood Mac song. It's called Seven Wonders.
Oh,
All right. Fleetwood Mac, Seven Wonders. How cool is that? That's back from 1987, everybody. Tango in the Night is the album. And, again, Fleetwood Mac, you know, it's when you put artists like this together, they... Again, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, right? That they something happens in terms of what they're all contributing, whether it's Mick Fleetwood and his very interesting, you know, drum playing style. You could say the same thing about Lindsey Buckingham, right? And his very interesting and I think incredibly unique guitar technique as well. And then, of course, John McVie, very, very creative on the bass. And Christine McVie also is, you know, her songwriting, by the way, too, you know, is one of those things that it really kind of, you know, even over the years, it kind of creeps up on you. And it's like, yeah, she was a pretty good songwriter. Just no doubt about that. And, but, you know, that's why with bands like that, things stand out and then it kind of morphs and changes over time and you kind of rediscover other things that, that maybe you didn't see back in the day. And that's the mark of really great artists, that, their work continues to change and inspire you in some way. All right. Well, you know, hopefully we're changing and inspiring you in some way here on the show this morning, Tuesday edition. We're going to be talking with, Denise Simon, founderscode.com here in just a few moments. But yes, out there across the country, heavy mountain snow with brief snow squalls across the northwestern U.S. Through into Tuesday. A moderate to heavy snow from North Dakota into northern Minnesota on Tuesday. Severe thunderstorms possible Tuesday evening and through the night from the Midwest to the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. And record warmth engulfing most of the midsection of the country will be drastically colder by Wednesday with sub-zero wind chills across the northern plains and upper Midwest. And as we were reporting last hour, there are these major winter storm warnings going on. So be careful out there, everybody. It is going to get a lot colder and snowier in many different parts of the country. And this, of course, is going to include parts of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. So be careful, not just of the snow and the accumulation thereof, but also, of course, of those strong winds that are forecasted in many areas. All right, folks, once again, time now to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Tuesday morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's a lot going on. You know, we definitely, and Denise is going to be with us, of course, after the top of the hour, everybody. We'll also open the phone lines at the bottom of next hour if you have a question or comment for Denise. But, Denise, we have so many different things to talk about. We've got Rona McDaniel. She's announcing her resignation. We've also got the case of the Houthis just never goes away, does it? Because the Houthis continue, have now, they've blown up underwater cables between Europe and Asia, according to one report that we've seen?
They have communications cables under the Red Sea. It has affected some data centers, particularly in Djibouti, that's being reported. So there's a network connectivity issues. There were four submarine cables across the Red Sea, including SEACOM. So I'm looking at a graph here that, things pretty much almost dropped to zero for communications.
Well, and again, you know, we're not trying to sound like we're joking about this, but, you know, why are the Houthis able to operate? I mean,
precisely.
Yeah, this is airstrike issues, or is this like on the ground having to send in, I don't mean troops on the ground, but operatives of some sort or others that you could employ to do this?
Look, we've got the technology to see, you know, what's happening in Yemen. And we're just, you know, we're swatting flies, as George Bush once said. I'm not here to swat flies. And that's precisely what we're doing.
Right. There's no strategic, plan to this. And that's got to go into, you know, the Biden administration as well. You know, if we're going to get in for a penny, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, as they say, it seems like either you're going to stop the Houthis or not. And now this happens. Those cables aren't easy to repair. You know, they're at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Precisely right. So essentially, you have to just lay new ones.
Mm-hmm. And that takes time. It's expensive. You know, I mean, having network outages like that for a few hours, like AT&T or something, that's one thing. But this is not going to be fixed, you know, by next Tuesday at this point.
And I'll tell you who's watching this very closely is Taiwan. If I were Taiwan under threat of China, I'd be getting pretty nervous here. You know, suddenly it's like every country is trying to arm up here.
Right.
Because of what is happening. And, you know, ordnance requires rare earth minerals. And guess who has a dominion over most of the world's rare earth minerals?
That's China, for sure. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We've got a lot more to tell you about on this Tuesday morning. Stay right there. Hour number two now in the books. Imagine that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.